I got past that time to joy. 132, also say 133. So, yeah. So this is the official after show, the first one, and maybe just in its own audio stream. And if there's anything Wayfaring that you want to bring up, or anything in the audience that wanted to talk about, this is your opportunity. But yeah, Wayfaring, I'll pass it over to you. Anything that comes to mind that we didn't discuss today that is pertinent information that we should have discussed?
I think we had basically the same notes. I didn't do anything for Clown World. I figured you would just bring the heat, which you did. So I can't keep track. I can't keep track of how fucking clownish things are out there anymore. So I try to just tune it out.
The thing is, there's no shortage of that. And it doesn't take very much to find out this Clown World stuff. All you have to do is just follow Clown World News on Twitter. And if you just click on it, then the algorithm will feed you a whole bunch of Clown World news throughout the, you know, and so it doesn't take very much. So in one respect, I like the algorithm with Twitter, but in other side, you know, it's shit. But
how do you follow all of it without getting mad? I had to greatly reduce the kind of content I was ingesting, especially on Twitter, because I would just get so angry about it. I'd have to go out for a 60-minute walk to cool off.
You know, when I, like that Spanish minister, for instance, like I was just fuming when I saw that. So it does, obviously it gets to me every so often, not to the point where I'm just, you know, ready to bang my head on the wall or something like that. But it just, when I see like shit like that along those lines, and so often you see stories like that, it just, the one that is more prominent, remember Elizabeth Warren coming off the private jet and hiding behind her staffer?
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think Buttigieg, our director of transportation, did this when he first came to his office or whatever. I think he did.
Yes, he hopped off the SUV and hopped on a bike.
Now, there's actually video of him getting out of the SUV and doing it. I haven't seen video of this woman getting out of a car. I'm 100% sure that's what she did, but I haven't seen the video of her actually exiting a vehicle and hopping on a bike.
And then he also had Jason Deher, because, I mean, just security issues, I can understand it, but they had those SUVs, those armored SUVs, riding along her when she's on her bike. So, I mean, you know, if the SUV is going to be riding anyways, just fucking hop on to it, right? Like, it's going to be, what's the added fuel cost for throwing you on there? It's going to be very minimal.
What's crazy is, like, I don't know. Are there still NPCs out there that fall for this kind of facade, or is it the politicians that don't realize that everyone sees through it? Or is it the worst case scenario where they know people see through it? They know that people know that they're lying, but they continue to lie.
I think there's the NPCs are just, they don't look too much into it. They see the image on their local, I mean, over here, CP24, CBC or whatever, or CNN or whatever. Check out this piece of information that Boomdust is. I saw this earlier today, that BlackRock gave a board seat to Saudi Aramco boss. Thoughts on that? I mean, fuck, ESG is going out the window for them.
Well, that dude, no, yeah. Well, ESG is just another, it's the same exact facade, right? It's the same thing. And
like, yeah,
the ESG thing is, it's a complete farce. It's just an exercise in moving goalposts. It's really all it is.
Didn't they give, there's an ESG score they give to companies that are publicly traded.
Yeah.
And Exxon got a better ESG score than did Tesla. And this was done after when Elon Musk pissed off a few people in the SEC. So it might have been a retribution.
Now, that being said, I think if you look at Tesla, if you look at any electric vehicle, like the whole ESG score, I hate to even talk about this because I think the entire thing is nonsensical, but Tesla should have a really bad ESG score if you look at the social part of ESG. So ESG is environmental and social governance. And like, where does all, hey, Elon, I like what you're doing a little bit on Twitter, although it's getting a little sketchy to me with the KYC aspects of it. But where's all your lithium come from, bud? Like, is it mined in America or is it mined in Africa?
Oh, no. The majority comes from, I forget which country, but it is an African nation. And then from there is shipped over to China for processing. And lithium is then also mined mostly, I believe, in Australia, am I correct in that? And then shipped over to China for shipping. Now I know that's the E side of things, not the S side of for ESG.
But the S side, if you're mining it with child labor in Africa, that's pretty bad socially.
Congo. Yeah. Congo, there you go. So a couple of things. M1K3. So I guess I don't know how to pronounce that. Anyways, I think a cigarette company got a better ESG than Tesla. That's awesome. And Boom Dust is saying also Lockheed Martin. Love that.
Yeah.
So they're really pissed off with
Yeah, they come out and they're like, how do we make our weapons more ESG friendly? It's like, oh, great. Thanks, guys.
You know what? Mark is in the chat and he was talking, I forget when he wrote this, maybe in one of his pieces, maybe on Bomb Thrower. The fact that a lot of these environmentalists out there, especially people in government, they're just touting these things, but they're bringing the world closer to thermonuclear war. And what's the environmental score for that? You know, if you're trying to have people ditch their SUVs and get a Tesla or something along those lines, and so those are like baby steps. You know, doing that, I don't want to get into this, but just on the surface, it looks like you are getting rid of some carbon from the atmosphere. Probably not in reality. Probably it's worse by driving an electric car. But using thermonuclear weapons, that's got to be far worse than anything we could do by driving in a car. Like, man, oh, Glenn, man. Like,
Glenn, think about it, though. If you blow up all the roads, there's nowhere for people to drive. It's actually quite genius.
That's true. That's a long-term solution. Short-term. Yeah, Boom Dust is also saying that Greta went to Ukraine a little while ago. And I didn't mention that. I don't know how she got there with a bicycle in a very short period of time and returned back to Sweden.
In an active war zone, nonetheless.
Well, to avoid those potholes in the ground from those bombs and everything, good for her, because that's quite a feat. And to do that in a bicycle, it's a long distance. I forget the how many kilometers. I think it was 2,000-4,000 kilometers, whatever it was. It was, or I guess some miles. I can't do quickly the translation, but it's a fucking long ride. And we all know how she got there. Nobody's going to say it, but God, man, like, it's all just a facade. It's a fucking joke. But anyways, they're always concerned about the 1.5 Celsius rise. I don't want to get it. This is something that will get banned so hard from YouTube.
I will say this. It's easier to be warm than it is to be cold. I think you should be thankful that we're living in a warmer climate.
Well, I did a search on Google Bard. And for those who aren't aware what Google Bard is, it's the Google version of ChatGPT. And I did a search on there. I asked, do more people die from cold weather or from warm weather? And it replied back to me saying, I'm trying to find it exactly what it said, but it said it said that more people died from the cold than the warm. And then it listed the numbers. The numbers were higher in people dying it said more people died of the warm than the cold, it told me. But the listed numbers, and it actually more people died in the cold. The cold than the warm. It was just odd. It was lying to me. It was giving me wrong statistics to try to show that the hot weather is worse off than it is the cold weather. But reality, more people die from the cold annually than do the hot weather. Now, take that for what it is, but more people die from cold weather. This is statistically proven. And I don't care how you slice or dice this. Now, if the world is getting warmer, that's a different topic altogether. I don't want to get into that because I'll get banned. But more people do die from the cold than do the warm.
No, look,
we're plain and simple.
If it saves just one life, we need to make it as warm as possible.
I want to get anecdotally, I've used my AC the least amount of times this year than I have in years past.
The new place that I have is a very inefficient AC, so mine's mostly turned off just to save money on electricity.
Is it? I mean, I don't want to dox where you are, but generally, is it a moderate temperature in the summertime?
Generally, I believe so. It's very far north, so it's generally cooler, but we had a couple weeks stretch where it was quite warm, up towards 100. So
I had to actually punch it in the map after we last talked, because I was curious to see exactly where it was. Because I heard of the place. I just couldn't pinpoint it on a map, but now I can. So
yeah.
Anyways, Wayfaring, appreciate you coming on. And this has been a good show. And everybody in the chat, thank you for tuning in. Now, just remember, next week, we're going to be giving away the Sats card. Where the heck did it go? There's this. This Sats card in particular. And I'm going to load it up with $100, $50 from the CBP and $50 from Bull Bitcoin. Remember, to get this mailed to you, you have to win this, you have to be on our Discord. I'm going to be posting that on Twitter for how to the login, or sorry, the invite to get to our Discord. That automatically enters you into the draw for this. But to win it, you have to be part of the chat next week. We're going to then draw the names, and somebody that is on the Discord is going to get this awarded to you. So everybody, good luck. $100 Canadian of Bitcoin that's going to be added to this. So check it out. You got to show up next week. Hopefully we get good numbers. If not, well, there's going to be better odds for people out there that do show up on a weekly basis. I'm looking at Bomb Throw. I'm looking at Boom Dust and Jordab and a bunch of others. So, yeah. Wayfaring, thank you very much.
And thanks so much for having me. Thanks to the listeners and the chat here. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, and just Jordab's already asking a question. If you're already in Discord, you're already added to the list. So you don't have to do anything else. Just make sure you're in the Discord and you're good to go. So, with that, take care. Wednesday this week, we have, I believe, Frank Holmes, the CEO from Hive, but I could be wrong. But if not, we'll figure something out. We'll pivot on the fly. Take care, PV, and don't be a cuck.